Now you will hear an interview and conversation about captivity in animals. Today we are going to talk about the consequences in animals for having them in captivity. So first, I'm going to give a brief definition of what captivity is. Captivity alludes to the lack of freedom. The concept can refer to the imprisonment, confinement, or kidnapping of a person or an animal. Therefore, looking for information about captivity in animals, we find that first, animals that live in captivity present a series of disorders such as stress, sadness, lack of appetite, claustrophobia, etc. that would be encompassed in pathology called zoonosis. So, my dear friend, what do you think about the disorders that are caused by humans to animals that they put in captivity? Hi, so about the topic, I do not agree with keeping the animals in captivity because they have their natural habitat, and having them locked in cages and other small and inadequate places destroys their natural reproduction and the food chain. Furthermore, it is quite inhuman to provide them with all kinds of disorders in an unnecessary way or simple for fun. Okay, and I know about some places where the animals are captive, like zoos, circuses, laboratories, production farms, and so on. So in that context, what do you think of zoos and the use of animals in shows of human entertainment, besides, of course, they have them in captivity? Okay, zoos usually consider that the animals they keep are simple merchandise, so they are often bought, sold, loaned, and negotiated with very little regard for the relationships they have established among themselves. So in addition, zoos are often overcrowded and older animals can be kept in behind the scenes, warehouses, or sent randomly to bad roadside zoos and animal dealers or auctions. Okay, and now let's talk about the treatment given to many of the animals that are in captivity, because there are many zoos that are there only to make money at the expense of caged animals and put very little effort into creating comfortable and adequate or even safe habitats for the animals that live there. Also, the animals are not well fed and are beaten to train them so that they behave as the owners and tamers want them to behave. That's right. For example, I follow the work of an excellent photographer does. So, the outstanding photographer Gaston Lacombe has done an extraordinary job compiling a series of documents that show the sadness and alienation of some animals in captivity. These photographs tell a single story, that of animals that cannot do anything but see their own shadow on the wall of their prison. Okay, and another very important point is that human beings harm and make animals dependent, because in case of having to release them, being in captivity, they did not learn wild customs, important obviously for their development. Yes, I am totally agree with that point, because it is key to recognize that captive animals will not be able to defend themselves against others when they are free, for example, because they did not grow up in an environment in which they should be alert to an attack by another animal. Okay, and I look for information that says that one of the problems as a result of the state in captivity manifests itself in the sexual domain. True? What do you think? Yes. This means that animals suffer from sexual pathologies such as sexual atrophy, hypersexuality, and even tears that can cause serious injuries to their sexual organs, as happened with big cats, for example. Of course, and in the other hand, according to the food that we had mentioned before, animals that live in captivity suffer from eating disorders such as anorexia nervosa or pica. Do you know about it? What does it mean? Sure, it's very common anorexia that reptiles suffer, for example. And pica is a mental disorder of eating behavior that consists of an irresistible desire to eat or lick non-nutritive and unusual substances such as earth, shellac, plaster, glue, cigarette ash, paper, or any other substance without nutritional value. Okay, and also, I have heard of a very common disorder in captive animals. This is called obsessive compulsive disorder. Give us information about this disorder, please. Okay, it is estimated that 60% of animals are victims of disorders more typical of humans as a result of constant contact with people, obviously. In this way, obsessive compulsive disorder are those abnormal behaviors that are performed repetitively, invariably, and without apparent function. All this due to the few acts that animals can perform in places like this, as opposed to the number of actions they can perform being in large places and where they are free. Okay, and I saw that the most common manifestations are repetitive movements, for example, wandering from side to side or in circles, and also swinging, shaking the head constantly, or bending the neck in a strange and unusual way, self-harm, for example, beating feet and tail, tearing the hair, pecking, hitting the head against a wall or the bars to the point of mutilation or injury, and also beating the bars of the cage, abnormal movements with the tongue, and constant vomiting, etc. So, some animals may have addiction to certain substances, such as sugar or plants, with hallucinogenic properties too. That's right, and finally, to conclude my point of view, animals show a state of depression and permanent sadness. Some characteristic symptoms are decay, irritability, and aggression, decreased physical activity, and lack of interest. So, occasionally, depression is also shown somatically with the appearance of some disease. And the consequences of long-term depression can be negative, from self-harm in its various forms to suicide. Can you imagine? Okay, that's it for today. And to conclude, for those reasons, animals must remain in their natural habitat. It is very sad to see animals locked in places that are not suitable. So, as every human being, animals should be free and happy.